Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the classiest man in the room.
The well-fed but underdressed.
That would be it. I was going to say something, but I didn't want to be that guy when I pulled up at your place.
You could have said something.
No, I was just going to let you...
I wouldn't care.
Writhe in your own filth.
I'm not... You make me sound like I'm Pigpen from the Charlie Brown Gang.
Well, the shoe fits.
I'm respectable looking.
You're always respectable.
Thank you. But I'm just doing the jeans and the t-shirt, which doesn't really fit this location.
This is the swankiest environment we've ever been in.
One of them. In the top three, I would say.
I can't think of anything that's swankier than this. I challenge you to think of a swankier.
Yeah, well, I mean, last week was kind of like that, although that was a little... This is a little more old school. This is rich swanky, whereas last week was hip swanky.
Right. No, this is definitely...
There's power deals going on the level below us.
Young and money grubbing.
Not even young, just money grubbing.
In this environment. We are at 7 Sushi and Ultra Lounge.
Yes.
Or 7 Steakhouse Sushi and Ultra Lounge. Either way,
we're at 7.
It's a massive 3-story restaurant in downtown Minneapolis. We are just east of... Target Field, and literally across the street from Block E. It is, like we said, very swanky. Got some smooth jazz on in the background. I hope they... Thank you.
A little Toni Braxton. Back when she was still hot.
Yeah. They got Monday Night Football on, which is
back
awesome.
Back when that was still hot.
Yeah. No, well, I only come here... once a year, so
for Toni Braxton night.
That there is that. I come here to watch the Super Bowl because Super Bowl always falls on Sunday, and one of the things is one of the better deals in town is actually at this place where they do on Sunday and Monday nights they do all you can eat sushi for $35. Now, use your math. Game starts. Super Bowl usually starts right around 6 p.m. Gets you 3 hours of free sushi and football. They pipe in the game through the speakers, and it's always empty in here. And it is
really
awesome. Yes.
Now, I think we may have talked about this in the past.
It is a hidden gem if there ever was one. It usually takes a little bit of convincing to get the general manager to put on to pipe the game sounds through the speakers because they want to keep on this weird jazz. Now I got Stevie Wonder.
It is. Old Stevie Wonder.
Old Stevie Wonder.
That's Jerry Curl Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Oh, there's a closer.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's fantastic place to watch.
I bet.
A football game.
See, I dig places like this. Mm-hmm. If, you know, granted, I'm not the clientele that they're expecting. Well, I'm missing a digit in my salary.
Or two.
And, you know, I'll give it this. You know, first off, I've always had a problem with, like, dress codes at places.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Do I need any low sodium?
No, we're good.
Yeah, thank you.
I've always had a problem with dress codes at places just because a customer is a customer. You know, and I really don't think, like... I think... What a dress code says to me,
right,
is that a person has to be able to dress themselves a certain way in order to be expected to behave themselves at the level that the place accepts.
I agree. I agree with that.
And I think that's a dumb way to go. And my example is the family, the couple about five tables to the right of me. Dude's rocking a Morneau jersey.
Right. Keep in mind, Twins are playing tonight.
True.
And we are in the heart of downtown. We literally could hop over to Target Field, no problem.
Quite the hop.
Yeah.
You have to be a Hulk. You have to be the Hulk.
Okay.
Just saying, he jumps good.
Yes, he does. He does jump good.
And I made a hand arcing motion,
which translates really, really well to radio.
I understand this, but you know.
Normally, that I'd be the one.
You seemed confused, though. That's why I did the hand motion.
No, no. My thing is that if I'm paying for, then this is kind of where Seven Falls is, that it hasn't quite established itself as a place where, you know, you should always be dressed up for.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are some places in town where what you're wearing right now, and even what I'm wearing right now,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't be appropriate. I think you have some of the old school steakhouses in town.
Yeah.
Murray's, Manny's, even the Capital Grill as well. Yeah, even though that's a chain, it's a well-known, you know.
That's a local chain, though.
No.
Oh, is that a, no, it's a full, it's a full-on chain?
Full national chain.
Really?
It would be one of those things you really don't want to, you don't want to go out there into like Capital Grill, have a nice steak, you know, really well, really good service,
this,
and a t-shirt.
This might be just one of the reasons why I am different than most men. But I would have no problem with that. I would have absolutely no problem going into a Capital Grill.
That's fine. I just think if you're paying that much for a steak or a meal, I think it comes with a certain amount of sophistication is the wrong word, and class is the wrong word, but
it kind of pomp and circumstance.
Exactly.
And you know what?
I'm getting fancy. I'm going to have a nice steak.
Okay, and I see where you're going with that, but my counter argument is if I'm paying that much for food, mm-hmm. I should be able to wear a freaking bunny outfit if I want to.
And I understand your point of view. I'm not saying...
Not that I would. There's very few bunny outfits in my size.
Your point of view isn't wrong.
Yeah.
You have a very, very valid point. I think there are occasion places that, you know, you go out for a nice occasion. There's a certain decorum.
And also, to be fair, mm-hmm. I have somewhat outsourced my sense of propriety
mm-hmm.
into my wife.
Right.
My wife guides what I wear
right.
out in public.
Right.
So...
Would she have allowed... If she knew she had been here before and knew where you were going, would she have allowed you out in what you're wearing?
If she didn't have to be seen, it really comes down to if she has to be seen.
If she had to be seen.
If she had to be seen.
Put her in my shoes right now.
Well, she's much prettier than you.
I would agree wholeheartedly.
Okay, good.
I'm handsome. She's pretty.
Oh, is that the way you're going with that?
You're a handsome woman.
I did not. No, I did not. Although that sounds like I'm insulting her for some reason. moving on. I think she, wait for it. Oh, it's the live version, so it takes forever to get into it.
Damn it.
So,
I hope this translates well.
It won't. You won't be able to hear it. But I was just going to say, yeah, she would want me to put a polo on at least.
Yeah.
You know, not be wearing sandals.
Yeah.
You know, wear socks.
I think when you have a place like this that has a specialty night like a all-you-can-eat sushi night, which is what mm-hmm. we're going to partake in, I think... It allows for a certain exception to the rule. I think on a Friday or Saturday night, you wouldn't want to rock the jeans, sandals, and t-shirt. You could. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. But as you stated, we are here on a special night. On their allow the poor people in.
Yeah, it is the allow the poor people. Allow the unshaven in.
Allowing the unshaven. In, you know, we got the special is limited to the, it's now 35. I've noticed some inflation.
Yes.
Because even from, even
thanks
at,
Obama.
Even at, nice. Even at a, even at the Super Bowl is still 30
yeah.
at that point. So it's gone up, you know, in the last 8 months or so. And not that I say $35 is that bad.
Right.
And for sushi, especially because I was looking at their rolls, and like their typical rolls are, you know, in the pricey. $12 to $16 range.
You got to get yourself to eat that $35.
And it would not be hard. Right, my guess.
And keep in mind, it also comes with we're going to get miso soup and edamame. With
yes,
it as well,
which so. The edamame is all yours.
Okay, you don't like really?
It's weird. It's funny.
It's salt-covered steamed vegetables. How can you not like that?
It's funny that this has come up because I was actually talking with my lovely wife about this not 2 hours ago.
Okay.
Edamame is that one bit of Japanese cooking that I've just never gotten down for.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think it has a lot to do with the... Because traditional edamame is steamed and salted soybeans in the pod. And I think it's the pod that throws me off. Because that pod is super grainy, you know, super, at least the times I've had it.
Where I think you might have not had the right stuff.
It's entirely possible. But that's it. I don't necessarily like soybeans. Like, I don't like beans, like starchy
what about
beans.
Peas?
But peas are different.
I know you love peas.
I love peas. Yeah. In fact, they're debuting, and I love that I'm bringing this up given our locale right now. But there is a limited edition lean pocket out right now.
Really?
That is a chicken carbonara. So they got the country bacon and the chicken and
how
the peas.
How many boxes did you buy?
I only bought the one because I needed to test it out first. But having had it, I will probably buy several just to stock up. Because it was good. I love peas. There's no application of peas that I won't have it at.
Mushy peas?
I love mushy peas.
Everybody does.
Yeah. And I'm sure I would enjoy split pea soup. I've never had it somehow.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how I've managed to avoid it.
Split pea and ham soup?
Never had it.
I will make sure you have it.
I'm sure you will have
buckets of it.
I don't know if I want buckets.
Well, yeah, you do. It's ham and peas.
I understand.
It's ham,
pea the vegetable. Yeah, no, make sure you add the S on peas, because if you sell it to me as ham and pea, I don't necessarily want that.
I can't believe you've never had it before.
It's one of those things I've just never had.
The broth is also made with bacon, too.
I understand this, but I'm just saying, it just somehow I've managed to avoid it.
Holy sheltered childhood.
Well, I'm many sheltered.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're drinking an $8 Bud.
Yes. One thing this place is known for is their extremely expensive drinks. This is the home of the $11 Sapporo can.
Yeah, which we talked about back in February.
I did need a beer after today's work, so I went about the cheapest thing that I'd be willing to drink, which is a Bud Light.
Probably be about $6.
I'm going to say $5.75. I'll take the under.
You're gonna take under on
the
six?
Under.
All right. We'll find out at the end of the show where you're at. I eschewed the drink.
Eschewed?
Eschewed. Because times be a little tight right now. The bills for the appendix surgery have come due.
As of my emergency visit as well. So.
Yeah. So you gotta be a little more frugal for the next couple months.
Yeah, but yours is much more so than mine.
Granted, oh, yeah.
Granted, you didn't have a ambulance ride.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
And I think that was a real failing on my part.
Out of network ambulance ride.
Nice.
Hi. I'm your $900 half-mile trip to the emergency
room.
Well
done.
Actually, it was about a mile and a half. Although, thinking of it now, I'm pretty sure I could have walked it.
Well, and I mean, that's like, wow, that's ridiculous.
So angry.
Yeah, I would be too.
So angry.
Well, you know, I wonder
going to be a new tablet right there.
I wonder if distance is figured into those costs, or if it's just a flat fee.
I think it might be a flat fee at that point.
That's the only thing that would make sense at that point. Watch,
so
it's like $850 flat fee, and then like.
So that was just the trip.
Ouch, that hurts. It may make you feel really horrible. That's as much as I'm paying for the surgery as a total.
That does make me feel pretty bad.
Yeah.
I didn't even have anything removed.
Yeah. One thing I didn't realize, and this is something that I love that we're talking
should've
about surgeries now.
Should have stole more stuff.
No. I got a good grab bag of crap from that thing. So if I could have taken a thermos of that soup, that broth that they had, I would have done that. But
really?
Yeah, that was. I talked about that. That was amazing soup.
That's right. You did talk about. I'm sorry.
But the fact that the hospitals are basically collections of independent contractors.
Yes.
So I'm getting bills from the pharmacy, from the hospital, from the anesthetologist,
yep,
from all of these different... I'm like, don't I just pay...
Can't you condense this? Yeah.
Yeah,
Do I really have to
write all these... Well, I wouldn't say write all these
exactly
checks, but I have to go to all these different websites and pay for it separately?
I got
to
set this up on WellsFargo.com in how many different ways?
Well, a lot of them are just one shots, so yeah. So that's not... I don't have to worry about recurring things, but...
Mine was three different ones.
Yeah.
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 Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you. All right, round one has begun.
Yes. What did you get?
What did I get? I went with... Now, what they tell you to do is in order to keep the train moving and so that you don't just give me one of everything kind of situation.
Which... I think that's really the point at this point that we're at right now.
It might be.
$35, challenge accepted.
Yeah. They ask that you do one Maki and one Nigiri.
Right.
I am not a Nigiri fan.
Because you like stuff.
I've mentioned this before. I like stuff. And I just don't like the proportions in general.
Right.
But I felt that I didn't want to buck the system. You know, I didn't want to be the slob that doesn't respect some of the rules.
Right.
So I went with the Maki and the Nigiri. I went with an Ebi, which is the shrimp. And then I got their 7 roll, which is, as I look it up, the 7 is a shrimp tempura with cucumber and spicy mayo wrapped in tuna and then topped with an eel sauce and Japanese mayo. Many of those things I like.
Yes, mayo especially.
Japanese mayo. I'm actually a fan of eel sauce, which sounds disgusting. But
ground up eel.
Yeah. For some reason, I dig it. I don't understand it. So that's what I got. You went a little more adventurous with the nigiri front. I'm fucking this up.
I did. Now, we've discussed this on the show before. I believe the last time we actually had sushi on the show. The standard by which, in my opinion, all sushi restaurants are measured is the spicy tuna roll.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always the first thing I order. Doesn't matter what sushi restaurant I'm at, I have to have a spicy tuna roll. And then, so I got that. And then I got hamachi, which
is... Hamachi.
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 Whatever. I've been... Nobody's corrected me until you.
Is there an E? Is there an E at the end of that? No, it's an I.
Hamachi.
Yeah.
Happy?
Yes.
So I got that, which is yellowtail. And then I got maguro, which is yellowfin tuna. Two of my favorite tunas. It's a tuna extravaganza right now.
It's a tuna palooza.
It is a tuna palooza. Mm.
So I've conquered the shrimp.
Did you even breathe?
I'm an efficient eater. So the shrimp was fine. It was very mild. I'm a little concerned about the rice quality on my nigiri.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't get it. I was just not focused.
Yeah. Thank you. But I'm open. I'm open to it being better along the way. Which is, it seemed a little missing something. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's missing a little vinegar.
Yeah. I don't necessarily want to taste the rice. I mean, I came for the fish.
Yeah, I understand that.
So I don't see anything wrong with it. In comparison to what I had last week, it's it's far and away.
It's light years better.
Yeah, light years better.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I didn't mention on the show last week, but probably should have, is that the first bite I had of, I believe, the spicy tuna roll was a bit sour.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, and I said this to you as we were walking out. It tasted fishy, which. Again, it's raw fish.
Well, you did mention that in your kind of wrap up,
right? And it was off-putting. Might have been the best flavor for it. The rest of the roll was fine,
mm-hmm.
But that first bite was a little achy. but right off the bat, all my stuff's pretty good. Spicy tuna roll is plenty plenty spicy. I like that it's not mixed with mayonnaise, which is my kind of the...
It's almost like a tuna salad kind of mixture.
Okay. Mm. Sworn G that I'm hearing.
Oh, this would be Blackstreet.
Blackstreet. Well, wasn't he in Blackstreet?
No. No, you're...
What am I thinking? What group was he in?
Your early 90s R&B is a bit off.
Warren G was in one of those groups, wasn't he?
No. Warren G was a rapper. Not a singer. No.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. Cause I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong on this one. But while I'm doing that, how was your weekend, sir?
It was very good. Spent some time out of town. It is into the fall, which makes it Fat Man weather. And it's even better when you go up to the lake and it's Fat Man weather.
Yeah.
Because it's nice and cool. You can be out in the sun all day and not sweat.
All right, you want to feel old? Warren G is 41. Anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
So, the impromptitude trip up north. Do a little bit of fishing, which I'm not a big fan of.
I've been to Duke 5 million times.
But had a good time either way.
You're all about fishing from the consumption angle, but not the production.
This, what we're doing right now. Yes. I'm really good at this type of fishing.
I don't know if that counts.
Do we have a Warren G update?
Well, he definitely was not in Blackstreet, but I'm trying to think of who I'm thinking of. Yeah, I can't think of
everything so far.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Does this come with the miso soup and the edamame? Never actually got that. Yeah, that'd be great. Cool.
Miso soup?
I'll just have the miso, not the edamame.
I'll just have the miso as well. Yep.
After all that you gave me about the edamame, you eschew it again. It's the word of the day, apparently.
Sorry.
I'm just saying. Right. So, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking in regard to Blackstreet. So, what lake were you on?
My family's cabin is on Lawrence Lake, which is part of the Crooked Lake chain of lakes. It's up in Outing, Minnesota, which is about 45 minutes north of Mille Lacs. Quiet little lake. Little slice of heaven. It's a beautiful time of year. And because of that, you know, the leaves are changing colors and it's just nice out. And had a really good weekend. Didn't really eat or make anything really extreme. We made chili Saturday night because it was nice and cold out, which is soup weather. So bring it on. I was actually pretty happy about that. Did it with but a chuck roast.
Oh, okay.
So it was like steak chili.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Thank you.
It was very, very, very good. But other than that, didn't cook last night when we got home. Resorted to chili dogs, which was kind of sad.
Not wrong with chili dogs.
No.
Did you still use the steak chili?
No. Oh. We ate all the steak chili.
Oh, okay.
But it was good. And we had a nice, relaxing weekend.
Nice.
This is the start of my many weekends away.
I was going to say, because there was an opportunity presented to us to go down to St. Paul.
To St. Paul?
Go over. Mm-hmm. Go over to St. Paul for the big St. Paul Booyah that's put on by the firefighters every year. And I emailed you about it saying, hey, can you go to this?
Yeah.
I emailed you on Friday.
Yep.
The event was Saturday.
Yeah, didn't hear back till Monday.
You got back to me on Monday.
I apologize. Problem is I'm out of cell phone range when I'm up there.
All the more reason never to go out there.
No internet. No cell phone.
No.
It's actually really fantastic.
No, I can't do that. Like I get twitchy. It's part of my whole I can't vacation thing.
Yeah. Have to be within cell phone range.
Gotta be within cell. Well, I'm used to not being in with the cell phone range because my phone is a piece of ass. Like, not in the good sense.
Really, you're complaining that your phone's a piece of ass.
Yes, yes, I am. Because yours,
you
at
have
least,
no leg to stand on right now. You realize
because
that.
First off, you assume that I care about your opinion on this regard.
I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about your phone at all.
I know
I'm
you
just
don't.
Saying, my phone's worse than yours.
I always hate that line of reasoning because it leads to, oh, I'm not a child starving in Africa, therefore I can't complain about anything.
Fair enough.
But no, my phone sucks ass.
Okay.
And it's a piece of ass, and it sucks. It sucks itself. Is what I'm saying.
Sorry.
It's terrible.
I'm tearing up for you.
Yeah. Where was I going with this?
Well, I was going to talk about the fact that I'm literally not here every weekend from now until the start of November.
Yeah. Mr. Social Calendar all of a sudden.
World Traveler is what I like.
World Traveler. Well, yeah, are you going back down to Florida, aren't you?
I'm back down to Florida. We'll be doing some live tweeting and reporting from the International Food and Wine Festival.
Where you'll be stalking Tyler Florence.
No, but our good friend of the show, Andrew Zimmern, will be stalking him.
Oh, very good. We should make an effort to have him meet up with you.
Unfortunately, our times kind of overlap. I'm hoping we'll still be there while we're there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's going to really line up, but it wouldn't hurt. It would not.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're right.
I got a very important email there.
Okay. But friend of the show will be
yes,
there
very much
doing
so.
Doing a cooking demonstration for with the Voltellagio brothers, Michael, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but one of them.
Luigi.
Yes, Luigi. Yes. Michael and Luigi.
Yeah.
God. But both of the brothers were on a season of Top Chef.
Okay.
And one of them won like one season, the other one won like an all-star season. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
Got more sushi coming?
We haven't placed any orders yet.
But we'd like to.
We would love to.
Yeah. All
right, no problem.
Thank you.
I'll get your server over here. You want a moment? You got the menu ready?
Yep. We're good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So he'll be doing the cooking demonstration about eating healthy. As you know, he's a big proponent with health partners here in town on promoting healthy eating in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be doing some healthy eating demonstrations. Another guy, well-known guy that will be down there, this is at Walt Disney World, that will be down there during that time is Chef Robert Irvine.
He's the big British guy.
Big British guy of Restaurant Impossible.
Yeah, and the guy who lied about his
Resume, but somehow got his job back. He will be down there doing a cooking demonstration, hoping to catch that. That actually lines up.
I just want to see if he's really that big.
He's a big dude.
Well, I understand, like, he's broad. I'm curious how tall he is. Because I've been lied to enough with the large guys. Like, I met Lou Ferrigno, and that was very disappointing.
Really?
Yeah, because he's short. He's much shorter than he appears.
Hmm. I'm sorry about your Lou Ferrigno disappointment.
You should be.
So either way, he'll be down there. Yeah. Going to a lot of different restaurants while we're there. I'll be visiting a Todd English restaurant. Visiting a South African restaurant.
Oh.
Should be interesting.
So you've got this all itineraried out.
Yes, we're actually going to a... Beacon, I don't want to call it a festival within a festival, but it's kind of like a special event called Party for the Senses.
Okay.
And which
is that like one of them hedonism tours?
Yeah,
I always see?
Yes, exactly.
On the
yeah. Yes, the hedonism tour.
What?
Doing good here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what you want?
Yeah, I know.
Round two?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do the number 9.
Oh,
oh, actually, I'll do the crunchy then. What did you do the first round?
I did the 7.
The chef's choice today is the winter roll.
The what?
The winter roll?
Winter roll.
I'll do that. I'll change that to my. I'll change that to winter ale. You can do the.
All right, I'll do the number 9.
And then can I do? Can I do the unagi and the surf clam as well?
Unagi. Surf clam.
Yes, please.
And you were going to do the number 9.
I'm just going to do the number 9, and that's it for now.
That's it for now.
That's it for now.
Okay. That's good.
Thank you, man.
What are you going soft on me?
If I could order multiple Makis, I would.
I think if you asked nicely, you probably could.
I know, I feel bad. I'm Minnesotan in that regard. I don't like... Besides, I look like a hobo right now. I don't want to buck the trend too much.
Don't want to push that. Push that
yeah.
So we're going to the Splitting Gull Party for the Census. That is...
The Hedonism Tour.
Yeah, he's just in the tour. But it's a bunch of both local and national chefs that basically set up little kiosks within this convention building.
Nice.
And doing all these samplings, so we pay a flat fee to get in. And there's music and wine and beer and cheese and desserts and all these different stations set up. It's something like 80 or 90 stations set up. And then also Cirque du Soleil is performing as well.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, like I was making jokes about, you know, the Hedonism Tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's some sort of orgy room somewhere around there.
You think so?
I guarantee it. I guarantee that they're somewhere. You got to know the right password.
Uh-huh.
Ask Andrew Zimmern. He probably knows. He strikes me as one of those kind of people.
Wow. And former friend of the show.
It's a recorder. We're recording our conversation. No. We do a podcast.
A podcast.
Kind of like a radio show. Where we talk about what we're eating. Now you are.
Hello, everyone.
So. Oh no! I was just gonna say. No, we record kind of what we talk about, and talk about the food we're eating. And right now, we're talking about cooking and a vacation that he's gonna be going on pretty soon. And just kind of just two guys talking about food and whatever else comes up.
And you do what? You said you do what?
That we record that, and then we put it out on the internet.
Yep.
And then for some reason, people listen.
Yeah. So the download.
I know. I'm as shocked as you. So
you can tell on the internet how many hits.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So all 5 or 6 of them.
all 5 of them. Yeah.
All 5 or 6 people that actually listen to us.
Wow. When are you going to post this? Is that confidential?
No, it'll be out on. It comes out every Tuesday. We do a different restaurant each week. So.
New.
So tomorrow.
So tomorrow. Yeah, this will be out tomorrow.
So how can I get obtained? How can I?
Well, you got a card?
If you get it, we'll write it down before.
We'll write it down. We'll make sure we let you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some paper. Right.
All right.
I'm going to get some paper and a pen. All
right.
Okay.
To make sure.
Very good. All right, man.
Be a part of this to say to my girl, like, wow.
You're internet famous now.
Right.
I think that's the winner for the most involved.
Oh, yeah. Since Tejas guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's not even our waiter. He's just a kind of our.
He's a sub waiter. I didn't want to say a sub waiter. That makes him sound.
Right. It's observant.
That's not what I want. An auxiliary. Auxiliary
he's
waiter.
He's our guy.
He's the sous waiter.
Yes.
Like a sous chef.
Yes. He's our guy.
He's our guy. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
So,
I hope he does come back.
I hope he does
listen.
And speaking of Andrew Zimmern, by the way, I actually found his truck, his new truck, the AZ Canteen.
Oh, yeah. Have you eaten there yet?
I have not, no, because I didn't find it until after I was already walking back from getting something else.
See, that.
And
I
felt
that,
like two-fisting it from two different trucks just seems a little...
Dirty?
It seems...
You feel like you were cheating on the other truck?
It wasn't so much cheating, it's more just, I don't like to display...
It's like taking off your wedding ring?
No, it's not so much the shame part. It is a shame thing, but it hasn't anything to do with going to two different places. It's more just like, yes, this is how fat I am, that I'm going to two different trucks at the same time.
But you are that fat.
I try not to publicize
that
though. Yeah. Sure? Despite my attire, I do have shame.
AJ! Right. You take it.
Oh, I got it. I'll take care of it.
All right. Oh, I don't think that makes you fat.
Yes, it does.
I think it...
Maybe you should, if it's not riding right on this piece
of... Oh, no, we got to go.
Okay.
Of course, I gave away my last card earlier today.
What did you say?
That's horrible handwriting. I said I gave away my last business card today.
Oh, I thought you said something about.
Let's see. Yeah, dude, that's a challenge.
So why is this stuck on ring on this side?
That just means it's running.
Yeah.
So that way we know it's turned on. Right. So yeah, the website is just fancypantsgangsters.com.
Fancypantsgangsters.com.
So yeah, it'll be out tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening. I'm off tomorrow evening.
All right, excellent, man. You got an email or anything? No, you don't got an email. All right.
So check it out.
Well,
you'll be on there.
Check it out. You will definitely be on there.
I am. And everybody you hear in the back of the room.
Exactly.
You'll get ambient noise.
That's right.
Yep.
Like the plates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you hear
like plates and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And remember, we're at Club 7 at the corner of 7th and Henry.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all right. He's
come see Donald.
Come see Donald. Ask
tip
Donald.
Him well.
Tell a buddy, bring a friend.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, he told me to bring his back to him. Thank you.
All right, thank you, man.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, my goal this week is to try the AZ Canteen, because it's about a block away from where I work.
And I've read the preliminary menus on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Yeah, it looked outstanding.
It is a... I think you could easily eat your way around the menu in one sitting.
And then you'd die. But it'd be worth it. Yeah, it'd be worth it. No, my weekend was much less... It was very much the homebody weekend. Which most of my weekends are, to be honest.
Right.
But, you know.
Or just
but
lazy
this was,
body.
This was especially. This wasn't so much homebody as it was basement body weekend.
Again?
Well, last weekend, you know, if you remember, we had just cleaned out the basement for the craft room. So that gave me the opportunity to clean out the basement, rearrange, steam clean the carpets, do all that stuff. And over the course of the week, I was kind of recombobulating the basement, and so when Friday night rolled around, it was ready. It was ready to reassert itself as the man cave of the house.
You make it sound like you're entering something.
You are. It was. I don't want to go so far as to say it was a spiritual experience for me, but it was like coming home, because I finally have my space where I can. I do. You know, I had. I was running a George Carlin marathon on the TV.
You had your own special day, didn't you?
I did. I was painting downstairs.
What?
Did
you have some soft music on as well?
No, it's George Carlin. You can't
That's
put
true.
Soft music over George Carlin.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Excellent point.
Yeah. And I was reorganizing. I was cleaning. It was awesome. You can tell it was a good weekend because I got yelled at on Sunday that I should come upstairs and hang out with my wife.
See, that was going to be my next question is, you know, how much time are you?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank
how
you.
Much time are you two spending together at this point? Now that Manland's done.
Well, you see, there's a perfect confluence of we're approaching level Lady Hawk here when it comes. And that's a super geeky reference. Because she's started up school this weekend or this last weekend. So that combined with podcast stuff combined, because we're developing two shows, like seriously developing two shows right now. So that's taking up a lot of time.
Then you have your porn viewing. There's
well, that I can work in and, you know.
It's very small doses.
Yeah, I was going to say is years of practice have made me make it, you know.
Very, very small doses.
You know, commercial break, and you can take two or three out
exactly.
while you're there.
You're efficient.
Well, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Sorry, Donald.
Now I feel like we should step up our game, knowing that Donald and his girl are going to listen to the show.
Yeah.
But we won't. We won't step up the game.
No.
But no, it was awesome because you know I got to sit down. I got to kind of focus on something. We weren't doing chores. We weren't having people over or anything like that. So I got to just kind of sit and focus and do my own thing. I'm guessing for the next couple months here, it'll be
you know, I'll dial it back now that I've had my glorious experience.
The initial volley, if you will.
Yeah. Give me that one weekend of pretty much, you know, nag. I don't want to say nag free because my wife's not a nagger at all. But
well, it's you know, only occasionally do you refer to her as Nagzilla. But
wow. That's offensive on several levels. One, that I would call my lovely wife that, and two, that I couldn't come up with something much funnier.
I know,
than
that's
that.
The best part.
Yeah.
That really is the best part.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I'll dial it back.
You spent too much time in the man cave.
I'll dial it back, you know, in the coming weeks and things like that, but.
Doubt it, but okay.
But no, I mean, you know, it'll be fun. The thing right now is I made this big effort to get rid of a lot of my DVDs.
Porn.
And but I saved everything. I saved everything.
Massive,
so I got it. But given,
porn.
I'm just gonna power through this. Look, I let you talk when you're telling your boring story. Let me talk while I'm doing mine.
Continue. I apologize.
But I ripped all of my DVDs down, and me being the OCD mm-hmm. person that I am, I have to make sure I watch everything so that it was ripped properly.
Cataloged
and filed away properly.
Which means you'll be done somewhere around the year 2024.
And I'm one of those guys that has to watch everything on the DVD.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more than likely getting the Avengers.
Okay.
Soon.
Because it comes out like in 2 weeks.
A couple weeks, yeah. And that DVD is going to take me like a month to finish. Because I know they're going to have a billion.
Right.
The longest it ever took me to do one DVD was The Incredibles, actually.
I would have thought Lord of the Rings would have been a
problem. I'm just starting that procedure.
Yeah.
I'm starting that.
An endeavor.
But I've whipped through all of the appendices already.
One does not simply just watch Lord of the Rings.
No. I've watched all the appendices. I haven't done Return of the King yet, but I've done the first two
box
sets.
That's the longest. The three.
Well, the appendices are about the same,
right?
For each one.
But still, you gotta have a full day.
Oh yeah.
If that. Yeah. If not more.
So that'll be my. I'm a busy dude.
It's a quest. You are a busy dude.
I'm busy because I'm developing a card game right now, which you know that takes up some time.
Yeah.
And now that work is being stupid and blocking all of my resources,
you can't
I have to do work at work. So that's cutting into all the other stuff.
Imagine that.
I can watch movies at work though.
We'll see how long that lasts, but okay.
No, I have VLC on my thumb drive.
Yeah.
And then I have two hard drives full of DVD movies that I can pull from. I watched the first half of the SpongeBob movie today while I was watching stuff process. So.
Nobody says anything.
No.
Not a bit.
No. I'm sure if my computer ever gets re-imaged, they're going to wonder why there's all these shortcuts to software that's not on there.
I can't wait for that. That will be. I can't even imagine. Your brain would explode. Next week, if they came to you tomorrow and said we're gonna reimage your computer next week, what time works best for you? You'd have a conniption.
No, I don't store anything on there.
But you'd lose all that software that you.
No, I wouldn't. It's just the shortcuts. All the software is stored on my phone drive.
That's true. Okay.
So, and I could just go through and delete the shortcuts, but I'm lazy. So.
You gotta delete the evidence.
I don't care that much. But yeah, so that was my weekend. Oh, but cooking wise. Cooking,
yes.
That's what the show's about. It's food. Yeah.
We had a discussion on the way over here about an abomination until
we
the
did.
War.
We did.
World.
We did indeed. I went to the Targets.
Yeah,
this last weekend, I was looking for a spice rack. So, Target does not carry those.
Spice rack.
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
Nothing.
Oh,
go ahead.
What's wrong with spice rack?
Nothing.
Stephen Hill is a rookie. But I noticed that they were selling a new limited edition Oreo cookie.
Yes.
I like Oreos.
Oreos are my favorite cookie.
The last special edition Oreo was the birthday cake one,
mm-hmm.
and that was very good.
See,
I was a fan.
I'm a purist. It's either regular Oreo, double stuffed Oreo, or nothing. I don't want to. I'm not.
Here we are. Chef's choice: unagi nigiri and hoki.
Thank you.
And number 9 maki.
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you very much. Beautiful.
All right. before we get into the Oreos. all right, what you got, sir, you got their winter roll, yes, which is the chef's choice today.
Yes.
What the winter roll is a masago, which I believe is flying fish roe.
Yes. Okay. No, that's tobiko.
It's another...
Yeah, it's another roe.
It's another roe. Forget which kind it is. It's smelt roe. There you go.
That's all right.
Cucumber, tuna, salmon, whitefish, and spicy mayo wrapped in a tempura sprinkle, which I think is your rapper name, actually. The tempura sprinkle.
Tempura sprinkle and Biggie Doo.
And Biggie Doo. And finished with eel sauce. They like the eel sauce.
As do we.
Yes. I went with the number 9 roll, which is a shrimp tempura, cucumber, and a house mayo wrapped with salmon and avocado finished with eel sauce. They also went with the toasted sesame seeds. Which I'm normally not a fan of.
Really?
It's seeds and nuts and things like that. I've just never been a big fan of.
Sesame seed bun?
I don't taste it at that point. I guess it's more... With sesame seeds, I'm never going to request it. I mean, they're small enough where I can avoid them and I don't notice them. But... But I'm not... I'm never going to be like, yes, give me some sesame seeds, damn it. Yeah. And what else did you get?
I got the unagi, which is a cooked eel, a broiled eel. And then it's got a little bit of a sweet teriyaki sauce over the top. And again, sprinkled with sesame seeds. And then I also got surf clam, which is a bit rubbery, much in the same way that octopus is. I just think it has better flavor. A little bit better texture, in my opinion, as well. But... that's again personal.
Is that a new thing? Because I've only started seeing surf clam on sushi menus for a little bit. Or maybe I've just never noticed it.
I think you've just never noticed it.
Okay.
Because I think I've had.
You've been doing good?
Excellent.
Very good.
Another beer for you, sir?
No, thank you.
Or you can have zero and it'll go. So it's up to you. The best in your core. All right.
I've been having it since, I think the first time I had sushi was when I was 16, that was 16 years ago, so.
Well, all right. So, what do you think?
All right.
Happy hour has kicked in
uh-huh.
for some people.
Some a little bit earlier than others.
Yeah. So, again, your opinions of what you've had so far.
Very good. The unagi was good. Portion was a little smaller than I'm used to. But, I'm not going to complain because it's, again, all you can eat for $35.
I think we've hit the... break-even point.
I think so. It's that point where we got to push past it.
Mm-hmm. It's all free at this point.
Yes.
You might get 10 grand right
now. The surf clam is excellent. I actually like that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more tender than I'm used to having, so it has that smooth.
Not quite as rubbery.
Exactly.
Nice.
But it's very good.
Now, with octopus and clam and some of these, you know, more tentacular, well, that's a word, seafoods, you know, there's always they're always compared based on the rubberiness, but I can never remember in which direction is the freshness. Like if they're more rubbery, that means they're more fresh, or if they're less, that means they're more fresh.
I really don't know, because I think certain people look for a certain texture as well. And I think with Americanized sushi, there's no right or wrong. Because
or does it not make any difference?
I don't know if it makes any difference. Obviously, I think you're going to have something that's going to be awfully skunky.
Yeah.
And just taste wrong. But and if you're out there and you do know the difference, we'd like to hear from you. Because
please, because
it's a little bit of a gray area for us. Mm-hmm. We'd like to think that we're world traveled and, you know what we're talking about. Usually we don't.
No, very rarely do we actually know what the hell we're talking about. We just know what we know,
mm-hmm.
which is little.
Right.
Mm. So, having now finished the roll, that number 9 that you wanted, but are gracious enough to put aside.
Because I'm a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
The avocado was pretty fresh.
Yeah.
So you got a nice, but again, it's very mild. And I think, I mean, I'm sure it has a lot to do with the fact that what I've picked so far.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't noticed anything that's incredibly bold. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, like I haven't had, like, the spicy tuna. Even the stuff that they said was spicy, like the 7-Roll had.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it here? It said that had the spicy mayo. I couldn't tell. So I'm kind of tempted to try something like a Dynamite Roll. Just to see.
Go for it.
Yeah.
How bad it is?
Yeah.
I'll get this out of the way here for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Actually, yeah, if you could do put a Dynamite Roll in for me.
That's all.
Yeah, it'd be great. You know what? I'm just curious because, and I'm not even saying this as necessarily a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying, you know, because you know I go a couple weeks ago. I was out at Crave, which is a place I don't think we're ever going to go to on the show.
Probably not.
It's kind of riding that line of chain and that.
Oh, it's kind of. I might, but now that there's a Masu out of the mall,
that's
that
true.
That was my kind of go-to place out of the mall.
Oh, okay, yeah, America. I see that. Yeah.
Now that there's a Masu out there, I probably
it's going to be hard to go anywhere else. That, and yeah. That's you know, regardless if you know sushi or not, it's just right. Going to be hard to go to any place else. But I went to the one at by the Showplace Icon Theater, St. Louis Park.
Okay.
And we've talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but we've talked about this privately at least, where Crave has much better sushi than it has any right to have.
Right.
And
completely stepped up game.
Yeah. And what I enjoyed about that sushi is that, and granted, it could be just a function that they've really Americanized and and I hate phrasing it like this, but I can't think of a better way to put it. They've kind of Applebee's'd it a little bit, where they've tuned it to an American palate, where it's a little bolder flavors, a little less traditional.
Yeah,
and I think this is kind of angling more toward that, slightly more traditional.
I think you're completely right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. I got new sticks.
Mm. Good for you.
Thank you. So I just think it's a little more kind of sedate, a little more
pedestrian maybe.
I don't think it's a pedestrian thing. I think I don't even know if it's a safety thing. I think it's just a style thing.
Okay.
I think it's like I said, it's a little more traditional. It's a little more sophisticated, you know. To me, pedestrian, you know, is very similar to safe, where it's you're intentionally cutting back because you're scared of frightening your customers.
Well, I think you have a lot of flavors there that are familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we have talked about it, we talked about the it's like a Mexican roll or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got awesome flavor and it's got really good heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Crave.
But
it's got nothing to do with traditional sushi.
No. I think it's got jalapenos in it, for God's sake.
It does.
Yeah.
It's topped with jalapenos.
Yeah, okay.
And fresh jalapenos, not the pickled stuff. That
but
yeah, there's nothing, not even, it shouldn't even be on the sushi radar. It's kind of like a rolled Mexi something.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had another name for
so,
it.
So, I mean, and again, I'm pointing this out not as a criticism, it's more of just an observation of style. I think this place, you know, I look at the, you know, the decor and the style of it, and I think this the sushi reflects that very well.
Right.
It's very sedate, very kind of chill and laid back, and you're not necessarily going to be, you know, and granted, it could be just, you know.
Thank you. Could I place another order for sushi?
Yeah.
Could I get I'll do the
Did you do the crunchy?
No, I did not.
I'll do the crunchy roll.
Okay.
And then another order of the yellowtail.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna pass out.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. I think the dynamite will be my undoing as well. We might run into a liquor before beer situation here with ending with a spicy one, but we'll see.
This was a bad
choice. This was a poor choice.
Milk was a bad choice.
Anyway, no, I guess what I'm saying is, like I said, it fits the decor. It fits the style.
Yeah.
You know, I could totally see coming here. I think this would be a fantastic happy hour kind of place after work. I think this would be a neat place to go. If we're going to see, because we're right next to, I think it's the Pantages Theater.
Any of the theaters.
Well, yeah, we're right on Hennepin, so yeah. There's all the different theaters.
We'll go before we leave. We'll go upstairs.
Yeah,
because they do have a rooftop deck as well.
Yep.
And
yeah, did you talk about how they sectioned the floors?
We kind of got cut off a little bit. I think it might have been Dom. Sorry, Dom.
It's all right.
But they have a first level is all steakhouse.
Okay.
And it's a...
Excuse me.
A lot of rice. It's a lot of steakhouse. It's a lot of steakhouse.
It's a whole lot of steakhouse.
It's a steakhouse. It's a normal steakhouse. You know, your fillets, your chops, the seafood. God, sorry.
It's all right.
We're on the second level, which is all sushi.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a sushi bar right behind us. And then it's wide open to downtown area as well. And then the third level, excuse me, is the rooftop deck.
Yeah.
Which you can get a mix of everything up there, but on this level specifically, you can do the only sushi.
Yeah.
So. Thank you.
Thank you. But as I was saying, I think this would be a very good place to go if, you know, I think that sushi deal is pretty outstanding.
All things considered, you know, even though you have a limited menu.
It's a limited menu, but I think, I don't think it's that limited. I think you get enough of a variety of stuff. You know, and if you're a little more of a sushi virgin or a sushi newbie, you've got, you know, your California rolls and your Philly rolls and things like that. So it's an interesting mix of a little more adventurous and a little more safe. So I think it's a good limited menu. I think this would be a great place. You know, it'd be a good date night place. If you're going to any of those the theaters. Mm-hmm. Nearby, you're going. You could even, I mean, since we're very close to Block E, this, you know, and that, and like all of the various clubs and things around here. I mean, this is a good like pre-club food,
pre-game stuff.
Game stuff.
I mean, we're close to the Target Center,
mm-hmm.
So before a Timberwolves game, or you're within walking distance of Target Field. As well.
Yeah.
So very viable option, especially on a Sunday Monday evening.
Mm-hmm.
You're really in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
They do have valet parking starting at 6 p.m. every night.
Oh, nice.
Of course, we didn't take advantage of it.
Well,
because we're not that smart.
Well, trust me, after what we've had, we'd probably appreciate a walk.
Yeah, good walk. Wouldn't hurt.
Dewey, you can't eat double Mary. It's illegal.
Excuse me.
It's illegal.
Well, the cool things that they have up at the rooftop is not only the pipe and the sound of all the game, and have plenty of outdoor big screens, but they've got a massive big screen up there, like an 80-inch big screen.
Nice.
Upstairs. And it's pretty damn awesome.
So,
especially on a cool October evening.
I did some math while I was rearranging the basement.
How big of a TV could you put in there?
And we've got this entertainment center.
Yep.
It's not like an enclosed one. It's just like a flat. Basically, it's just a stand that we put the TV on. And I did the math on how big of a TV I could get.
That's what you do.
Without having to buy a new entertainment center.
Right.
And luckily, I had the advantage of, because it wasn't enclosed, it was literally limited by the ceiling.
That's a different
so
that's a different variable I was not expecting.
Very few people have to worry about that.
I do.
Right.
Because I have about seven foot ceilings.
Right.
You got to
knock
basement.
Out the ceiling.
No, because that would be that's where the floor is upstairs.
You got to cut a little area in the ceiling.
Yeah, I really don't think that would fly. Here's the thing though. I figured out based on math, which I've always been better at than you.
Right.
I could put without having to buy any sort of new furniture or anything. I even checked weight. I even looked up. I went. Because our thing is an IKEA entertainment thing. I looked up what the weight capacity was on that thing to make sure it would accommodate it.
That's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do. I could put a 96-inch TV downstairs.
Holy. But you still be able to see it and not burn your retinas?
I want my vision to just be TV. I want it to fill up to my peripheral vision. Yeah. And that's just awesome. It's a 96-inch TV. And with my basement being rectangular, it'd be along the short way.
Oh.
So it would be a 96-inch TV.
Take up the whole thing.
A 96-inch TV that you are at most 6 feet away from.
Wow.
So it's like your entire vision, but that was shot down.
Can't imagine why.
Because...
cost more than the car does.
My wife is lovely, but she's also a fun hater. So...
you couldn't get that down the stairs.
Yeah, you could. You just never get it back up.
Yeah, it's sell with the house.
Yeah, we got our. I'm interested to see how we're gonna get that coffin freezer up the stairs.
It's called a chainsaw.
No.
It's filled with water too.
We'll do what we did. It wasn't filled for one thing. We'll do what we did with the washers. We just buy a new one and have the big burly men take it with us.
That's what you talked about last week.
Yeah.
Just take it away.
Exactly. Got a little sex machine going.
Yeah.
Get out up.
Get out. Oh, and that reminds me. When we came in, when we were getting sat down, there was a video on, and there was two large men singing some sort of Luther Vandrosian.
Gerald Levert? Was that it?
I don't know who it was.
Oh, okay.
But it might be him. I don't know.
Right.
But one of the guys, I'm like, God, where have I seen that guy before?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the singer portion of the Chris Rock classic No Sex in the Champagne Room.
Well, you should have just... why didn't you just Google No Sex in the Champagne?
Because I didn't think about it until just now. But
still is No Sex in the Champagne Room.
I just watched that video not too long ago again, because I've been digging through the media server and I have all these music videos on there. That was an entertaining video.
Basically just spoken word.
Well, yeah. And it was a take on that Always Wear Sunscreen song that was huge right around that time.
Right. But so, I think everyone prefers There's No Sex in the Champagne Room.
It's, yeah.
To be honest, it still works to this day. I am really apologetic.
Did you have some like fizzy lifting drink while you were...
sorry,
I read that Twins baseball is Cleveland versus Megadeth for some reason.
Yes.
Like, I would watch that game, actually.
Dave Mustaine is actually batting third.
I would watch that. He was raised by Wolverines.
Yes,
he was. Which, speaking of that, by the way.
Wolverines?
Well, Dave Mustaine.
Oh.
I mentioned I was watching a lot of George Carlin this weekend.
Yeah.
I was also watching a lot of Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
And that is, I think, what started the Dave Mustaine was raised by wolves thing that I've heard referenced in several other things, including the Duck Dodgers animated series where Dave Mustaine shows up.
Where are you going with this?
Okay. No, I'm just saying, Dave Mustaine shows up in the Duck Dodgers animated show, and they make a reference to the fact that he was raised by wolves. And I'm like, that might be the most obscure Beavis and Butthead reference I've ever seen on a show. And if it was coincidental, then that's just extra funny.
I'm so confused.
I don't know where you're going with this story. I'm here. Where I'm going is here.
Everything is happening now.
Everything is happening now. Just then.
What happened just then? What happened to then?
I don't remember that whole thing.
It just happened.
I told you I picked that up on Blu-ray not too long ago.
That has to be a really good Blu-ray.
Well, I got it as part of the Blu-ray Mel Brooks set.
Okay.
So, this is just hilarious. I'm just going to make you...
I'm really sorry. This doesn't make for good radio.
No, it doesn't.
There's nothing I can do at this
point. But we are over an hour. Holy crap.
Well, we could wrap up.
Do we want to wait for that last thing of rolls, or?
Are we having anything interesting?
No, very little.
I'm having the number nine, but.
I'm getting the dynamite roll just to see if they can do a proper spicy.
How about we finish up with a follow up next week?
That sounds fantastic. All right, but presumably you'll be done hiccuping by that point.
We'll give grades for it right now.
Yeah. I've already talked a lot about my thoughts of it. What about you?
I think it is serviceable. Mm-hmm. I think if we're comparing like upper echelon, you know, origami, sushi, this is kind of just that next step below.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not excellent. Nothing we had here was like, oh, this is amazing. This is the best I've ever had. But it's...
No, you got me doing it. God damn it.
You're welcome. But it's good. It's a screaming deal. We both easily got our money's worth.
Let's see. Let me do the math here.
Go for it.
So I did the 7 and the 9. Yep. Okay, so 16, 32, and then I'm getting the dynamite, which is 9, so that's
dynamite, 41. Which is here.
Very good.
Jordan.
Timed that well.
All right.
Thank you.
Is that what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
Breathalyzer.
No.
Okay.
That's a new one, though. I haven't heard that one. That's pretty good. So I got 41 plus the Maki rolls, which are between 5 and 8.
Yes.
So that's $50 easy.
All right, let me see what I'm at.
Let's see, what did you have?
I had the chef's, the winner roll.
The winner, which was 16.
I had the number, nope, I had the...
You had the spicy tuna.
Spicy tuna, yep.
It was 9, so that's 25.
I had...
You had 2 of the hamachi.
Yep.
So that's 14, or that's 12.
I had Maguro.
Okay, hold on, what does that put it there? We're at 37. Maguro is not listed on here. Oh, wait, no, there we go. It just says to market.
Right.
So, but I mean, consider that $9.
Yeah. Hi.
Questions or anything?
Nope.
No, we're good.
So you easily broke 50.
Yeah, I mean, that, we didn't both, count the surf plan.
Yeah, and we both easily broke 50, so.
Right here. Thank you very much.
No, it's not. No, it's a recorder, actually.
Oh, sorry.
So, it's all right. I like the breathalyzer.
I think that's what we're going to go with.
I think
from now
we should totally tell people that. It might change our service.
Breathalyzer for sushi.
Yeah. Is it okay to drive after sushi? yes, right. I like that.
I will give them
this. What was I going to say? Go ahead.
Service has been very good.
Very good.
Started off a little rocky, but I think it's just friendliness of staff has been commendable.
The hottest roll probably that we have is the tornado.
Tornado, okay.
Okay.
That has some pretty serious...
Nice. Okay. Well, very good. This is good. This is very good. Thank you.
And like the market stuff on the, you know, the bluefin and the fatty tuna.
10 to 12.
10 to 12. Okay. So you get an even better deal. All
right.
So, since it's here, we'll mention it real quick.
Right.
The dynamite roll. They definitely aren't afraid to do a little heat to it.
Too hot?
For me, almost. For most people, probably not.
Do you need to trade with me?
No. I'll have no problems eating this. But it's just it is. I mean, they definitely got the spice going on this. So it's not a reflection on them that the ones I had were a little more mild than I would expect. So they can definitely pull that off. But it's good. It's got a very nice heat to it. Almost a smokiness to it, and if I could come up with anything, it's that the rice just there's a little bit it's a little less vinegary than I like, and I think that's more of a personal taste thing, but I tend to like a little more of a bite to the sushi rice than these have.
It hasn't gone the route of your Barley's sushi, where it's like just sweet rice.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not like that. But yeah, I think this is very, very, very competent, I would say. How was your? Well, you got pretty much everything you've already had. Oh, you had the crunchy roll, which we hadn't had yet.
Right. It's good. The tempura crunch is a little bit... I don't usually get a lot of stuff with the tempura crunch on it. It's saltier than I'm expecting.
I can see that.
Buyer beware. Yeah, I actually want more wasabi and more stuff like that than and less soy.
Okay.
But it's still very serviceable.
I have a little bit of soy with my dynamite roll here.
Well, yeah, I think we both agree. I mean, it's got high marks overall. I think the very good but not stellar food is helped a lot by the ambiance, by the location.
Friendly staff.
Very friendly staff.
Hi, Donald.
What?
Hi, Donald.
Hi, Donald, again.
If you're still listening.
Yep. And... and again, Sundays and Mondays, $35 sushi. There's a hell of a lot worse deals out there.
This might be the best deal we've had.
I think it has, sort of like a Groupon or something like that.
Right.
Like a regular deal.
Right.
So, and you know what? You know, it's now, you know, probably about 7:30 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the place is maybe a third full, if not, you know, it's less
really
than
relaxing.
Half. So it's really relaxing. It's got a good vibe. You got one kind of drunken asshole up at the bar, but that's going to be hard to avoid on a game night.
And Sunday night is even better. It's even less full in here.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. They always have the game on. All game on. Really good.
Mm-hmm. So high marks all the way around. All
right.
Let us... I'm going to hold off my candy corn Oreo story for next week.
Good call.
Because we're short on
time. Oh, then we got to get closer to Halloween anyway.
True. But we do want to thank our sponsor, HopChart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. We welcome you on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife, foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife as well. And Twitter at twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. As we record this, our website is down because of the GoDaddy fun. So hopefully by the time this comes up, or this gets done, the website will be back up. And we'll be good to go. But yeah, hopefully. So, on behalf of my friend Dave... Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a terrible ending.
Yeah, I know. What do you want from me?
Quality.